Good morning. The reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 9, The Darkness Turns to Light, and verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. A child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Praise be to God.
Let's pray for Ben. So, Father God, we thank you for Ben. We thank you for his faith, for his desire to please you and to glorify you. And we thank you that he will have listened and heard you speak to him as he prepared. So, Lord, may we listen and may we take to heart and put into practice what Ben has for us, but what you have for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's get to the really important stuff. Has anybody brought with them a really, really cool gift that you've already received this Christmas? Okay, a couple of hands, young and old. Let's just see what's out here, because this is good stuff. So what good stuff is out here already? Armani, you've got a whole bag of stuff. I love this. A Star Wars annual. Let me just see if I can find an extraordinary fact in here. Hang on a second. Did you know that Anakin Skywalker... I can't read that. let me just say... Do you think there's ever going to be a Star Wars film where Anakin and Rey somehow meet in an alternative, reality? And maybe not. What have you got over there, Georgia? There's some serious boots on your foot. Man, look at those. Those boots look like they're made for walking. Okay. Hi there.
I've got some socks.
You got some socks. Socks are deeply important and a very practical part of Christmas. Hands up for socks and underwear this morning. Good. Just like to see a good smattering of that. Yeah. Anything truly life-changing being given to you this Christmas? Your socks have got licorice all socks or your underwear? Oh, your socks. Good. That's okay. Anything else amazing out there that you just cannot wait to show us? What have you got there? Your whole amazing glittery... Okay, I'm a man, so that's a dress, isn't it? Dresses are like all-in-one and skirts are the bit that... That's it, I'm learning. Every day's a learning day. Anything back here, friends? More shoes. It's a bit of a shoe Christmas. Man, look at those. You could... Vegan Dr. Martens. Who would have known? Who would have known? The great news is, guys, this is all about gift. The passage we've just had read to us is completely about gift. It's an extraordinary passage from Isaiah, and actually it's a prophecy. And the whole story of this passage actually is to encourage us this morning, this Christmas morning, to receive these gifts, to open our hands and to unwrap them. It's a prophecy of who this baby Jesus is, of how this Jesus Christ of Christmas will act, of what this Jesus, the man, will do. And it says that he's a great dawning light, that he will enlarge the nation, that he brings with him increased joy, rejoicing, shattered yokes, an end to oppression, an end to battle and bloodshed. This is, after all, the birth of a son, but the birth of the Son of God, a son who shall call governments to order, please, Lord, soon, Lord. A son whose government will be of such greatness as to bring peace to all, without exception, a son who will fulfill prophecy and reign on David's throne. There will be justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. And that's a pretty whopping wow. How much do we need that right here, right now? And how on earth will all of that be accomplished? Well, in an earthly sense, it's going to be accomplished by Jesus. In a heavenly sense, the Bible reminds us that the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And then dropped into this passage, there are four specific names, four titles of this Son of God, four, if you will, tailor-made gifts for each of us to receive and open this Christmas. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Four extraordinary names. Now, how often do you need someone to listen to you? And not just casually, not just on the surface, but really, really listen to you. I mean, listen to the stuff that you cannot tell anyone. Listen to the stuff that you bury down here somewhere because it hurts. Listen to the stuff that happens at school because it feels messy and we don't quite dare tell mum and dad. But we need someone who can cope with all these things, who will hold all the things we dare not give to anyone else. Someone who will hold all of this mess and let us rise up and breathe fresh air. Because it's fresh air no longer polluted by our own mess, our junk and our rubbish. It's a gift of someone who will lead us to still waters and walk us past green pastures. Well, Jesus is this someone. Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. And so I invite you to receive the gift of the Wonderful Counselor this Christmas, to open it and to dwell in his wise and good counsel. What about this then? How often have you needed someone to defend you? Someone who is utterly invincible. I'm not talking about the Incredibles here, as much fun as that is, and some people have pointed out that there's a certain Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and you know, I'm not sure what you're called in the Incredible language, but there's a resemblance occasionally. But this is about someone incredible, someone invincible, someone with power beyond all powers, someone who understands what real might is and exercises that might with mighty grace and mercy. Well, again, Jesus is this someone. Jesus is the mighty God, and you're invited again this Christmas to receive and open the gift of the mighty God of Christmas Day. What about this then? How many of us have ever been let down by someone? How many of us thought or hoped we could turn to someone only to find they just weren't there? God knows, none of us are perfect. But for whatever reason, we've been let down. Conversely then, how many of us wish and pray for someone who will always be there? Someone who, in the words of 1 Corinthians 13, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Well, Jesus is this someone. Jesus is the Everlasting Father. And believe me, I know that for some of us, the name Father comes with all sorts of mess and baggage. But this is Jesus, the perfect and everlasting Father. Let him redefine for you what it is like to be in the hands of a good, good Father. Receive and open the gift this Christmas of an everlasting Father. I promise you, it is transformational. And so finally, we come to that thing that all of us want. We can't buy it. We can't manufacture it. We can give it away, and it's a joy to receive. And amongst the raging of the world, what greater name can there be than the Prince of Peace? How many of us long for, yearn for that someone who can and will bring us peace? Well, Jesus is this someone. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And again, receive and open this gift this Christmas of the Prince of Peace. It's the gift of Christmas Day and every day. And Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." We're back to the words of the angel announcing the birth of Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid. They're the words of Jesus to all in death and in life. Do not be afraid. Jesus is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Receive and open these gifts this Christmas. After all, these are the gifts of the Christ of Christmas Day. This Christmas Day, I encourage you to receive and open these gifts. They are transformational in our life.